for a long time. What have you ever found out about it?
In that piece you just played, there's nothing in the water. Hydrofluorosilicic acid in major Harvard studies has been causing a sevenfold increase in bone cancer.
What's that got to do with Bilderberg?
What have I discovered about Bilderberg? The BBC was able to get the documents decades ago that they helped found the Euro, which was actually a Nazi German plan to take over countries economically. No, that's on record. And I've interviewed members of the EU Parliament on the subject who were out there at the event.
But what's that
3,000 people. They turned 1,000. Bilderberg is heavily involved in the EU plan and helped hatch it, and it is a Nazi plan. They had Lockheed scandals, just like the big lobbying scandals right now in the 70s, and that's why the SS officer, Prince Bernhard, the founder, had to step down. So, it is the ultimate lobbying meeting, while you guys have this huge scandal going on. Your prime minister's going there. Balls was just here, Bilderberg group member. We have forced them from cover to admit that there are puppeteers above the major parties.
Bring David around. So now we know that Bilderberg has given us the euro.
Yes, I mean, if you talk to Alex for any length of time, you discover all kinds of things that you didn't know about the world.
We've blown it wide open.
You have. You have absolutely blown it wide open. But it leaves me with a huge question for you, Alex. And it's really, you have uncovered the New World Order, which is deadly. It's full of what you call people
exist.
Who are criminals. Well, this is what I'm coming to. It's full of criminals, etc., who seek to run the world and will kill anybody who gets in their way. And you are almost, or have been, a lone crusader powering against them.
How am I alive? Why am I alive?
Which is the explanation? One, they don't exist. Or two, you're part of the conspiracy.
No, let me tell you a story.
I say the first.
5 years ago when Obama and Hillary...
I say the second.
5 years ago when Hillary and Obama were at Bilderberg and the Secret Service was there in helicopters, the New York Times came out and said I was crazy. There was no Bilderberg group meeting. And my wife got phone calls, and so did I, threatening to kill us. And the people said, and you better take it serious because you were just talking to your dad that was in the hospital. You better shut your mouth or we're going to cut your head off.
But if
now,
they
that,
were,
no,
if
that's
they
the,
were going
to
kill that, you, they
listen to,
they wouldn't
they listen to everybody's phone lines. They call up and harass people that expose them they were just talking about.
They harass
you're going to say there's no spine.
Alex, I'm
it's like Nazi Germany.
Hold on.
Only spy on the bad guys,
You let him speak now.
Well, sure. Alex, I saw one of your ministers say this, though.
No, Alex, I'm here.
It's tyranny.
No, shut up.
I'm here to testify that your head was not cut off.
Ladies and
gentlemen,
kill me, it turns me into a martyr. It puts big exclamation points on the end of what I've said, and I have put out a lot of information. There's millions of others that are exposing it. And look, we have mega banks that are getting $85 billion a month of U.S. taxpayer money. Most of it goes to Europe and England. British taxpayers, EU taxpayers have to pay to these mega bankers. They're in there setting this up. It's come out. And then the media distracts you with, look at a guy that talked to a lobbyist when the real lobbyist is going on.
Listen, you're not going to dominate this. He gets to speak too. It's not your own radio show. Should we be worried about Bilderberg Group at all?
It's kind of, it's mildly interesting, the Bilderberg Group, and it feels, doesn't it, when you were talking about it in the film, slightly kind of out of date as belonging to the era when you couldn't, when you couldn't even admit in Parliament that there was a success, you know, when we called the head of MI5M or whatever it was that we called them, we couldn't admit to these things. Yeah. And so to the extent that it seems
people
aren't
ready to be spied on yet.
What was that a fact?
People haven't been acclimated yet.
Could you let him finish?
We're in a police state, it's 1984.
Yeah, listen,
would
you let him
Alex,
finish?
Alex, how come you're here. If we're in a police state, how come
they actually turned back some of my reporters, but they didn't turn me back, and I was told this because they don't want to make a stink.
Do you think the BBC is part of the Bilderberg Group?
Well, you know, Winston Smith did work here. I mean, come on, Eric Blair worked here, and that's what he said it was.
Why do you think we've let you on? Why have we let you on then?
Because you guys think that you can manage the whole thing, and now our information's gotten too big. I have 3 million radio listeners a day. That's a low number. 3 million. I get about 50 million YouTube views a month. That's a very conservative number. I make films, put them online for free, that get watched 40 million times, like the Obama deception. That's why, because the establishment doesn't know what to do.
Alex has this point, and it's an important one. I would have, say, 10 years ago said, listen to all this stuff. He believes that people put cancer virus in vaccine in order to create a eugenics program. That's what he believes.
We talk about like medical discovery.
I would have said, hey, that's kind of mad and so on. And it's an interesting psychological phenomenon.
Like
dismiss
Tuskegee,
it.
Black
the problem is the conspiracy theories like this are believed in.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. Okay, our government in the U.S. is building FEMA camps. We have an NDAA where they disappear people now. You have this arrest for public safety, life in prison.
You are the worst person I've ever interviewed.
No, it's basically off with their heads, disappear
David,
them,
thank
take
you
them
for
away.
Being with us.
Infowars.com, Liberty
past 11.
Is rising.
You're watching the
Liberty
Sunday Politics.
Rising.
We have an idiot
freedom
on the program
will not
today.
Stop. You
coming
will not
up
stop
in just
freedom.
20 minutes.
You will not stop the Republic. Humanity is awakening. Infowars.com. No. You guys are crazy.
I'll be looking at the week ahead with our political panel. Until then, the Sunday Politics across the UK.
You're crazy. Think of the public isn't waking up.